I lay them to test scammers. Right? They are. I actually have more respect for a cockroach than I do for a scammer. The reason being, a cockroach is just doing what a cockroach is programmed to do. The fact we hate their guts is immaterial. It's not their fault. Scammer is a whole different story. Well, someone who's no stranger to this program is Vince Gareffa from Monday Butchers. And there's a really interesting story about how somebody obtained, how could I put it, the possibility of being able to conduct fiscal exchange in what one might allege is a fraudulent fashion. How about that? G'day, Vince.
Hello, Chris. How are you,
mate? I never picked you for a detective. You clearly missed your calling in life.
I've got to tell you.
By the way, I've got David and Meg here too, Vince.
And you're in small business, you will have so many scams thrown at you. And I reckon I could write a book for the last 54 years in retailers butchering. But this one was a new one on me. And it's the more modern style because of stolen credit cards and the timing and all of that jazz. But it was sort of invigorating only because we didn't get ripped off. If we'd got ripped off, I'd be laying in bed in a curled up position, feeling horrible. But it was a little bit interesting to first start having doubts and then being correct. It makes a huge difference. And small businesses receiving, I've never seen so many false invoices the last 5 years, letters of demand, phone calls from overseas that you owe the tax money. Unbelievable. There's another one going around, Chris. I don't know how many people get these emails from somebody called Smart who tells a hard luck story and wants to know whether you'll sell them some meat and that they'll pay with a credit card, but they're deaf and dumb and they can only talk with the email. And they'll even go to the lengths of ringing you at home with an interpreter for deaf and dumb people who is actually legit and just caught in the middle. And one of the butchers rang me today to say they had that one after they had seen what happened to me last night.
You have to stop and
wonder. It's one for young and old. So can I tell you the story of last night?
Yeah, please do. Please do.
It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We closed at 6. And I get this frantic phone call. Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm down here at Leonora. And we just don't get any good meat down here. And I've just found out that one of my girlfriends is coming to visit me and staying for a few days. Have I left it too late for you guys to do a big meat order for me and I'll pay my credit card over the phone so my girlfriend can come and pick it up and bring it down to me? I said, no, what do you need? Oh, no, just a big order. I don't know. I said, how much is a big order? She said, I don't know, $700-$800 something. I said, well, that's fine. That's not a problem, but what shall I give you? Oh, no, give me whatever you like. I said, no. I'm not going to do an $800 order and give you what I like. I said, you got me scared now. I says, let's walk through. So do you like steaks and blah, blah, blah? And we made a long list and, had said, oh, what the size is your family? And she says, 4. I said, 2 adults, 2 kids. She goes, no, 4 adults. So I'd love good meat. Okay, so we worked out that she's going to spend $800. I said, Lisa, give me your phone number, give me your credit card details, and I'll be very honest with you because times are tough. The last thing we need is a scam. I will be putting the credit card through for $800 before I start cutting the meat. If it goes through, I says, we're home and hose. I hope you don't get offended by that. Oh, no, I understand. That's fine. Sorry, I haven't got a good female voice, Chris. So she goes ahead
and gives
me permission.
Make a pretty ugly woman too, Vince.
I love you. So 3/4 of an hour later, it's 5:45, I've done this fabulous order with my staff and I ring her back. She answers the phone. So now the credit card works. I got the money. We made the order. She answers the phone. I said, Lisa, I've boxed this all up in 3 Eskies with ice. So if your girlfriend gets trapped on the side of the road, the meat is safe for 48 hours, okay? Oh, that's very kind of you, Vince. No problem. Tell me something. I says, your girlfriend's going to be traveling at night. We've got one last hot chicken left. I'm going to give it to you as a gift for your girlfriend to eat while she's driving. so she doesn't have to stop in the dark somewhere on the way to Leonora. So I'm a hero. I feel great.
Guy!
I got a big order. And next minute, I turn around and I says, your girlfriend's late. I ring her the second time. It's 6 o'clock. We're closing. Oh, no, she's only a few moments away. I just spoke to her. Unbeknownst to me, it's the same woman. Suddenly shows up at our side door where 2 minutes after 6 o'clock should have closed. And she turns around and says, oh, I'm Kyla, Lisa's friend. Oh, Kyla, come on in. How are you? Kyla, we got 3 boxes of meat. When we're finished, we're going to carry them out to the car for you. Got a hot chicken for you to have while you're driving. Oh, you guys are so nice. All I need, Narling, is your full name. I need you to give me a phone number, and you sign here that you received 3 boxes so Lisa knows that I've done my job. She goes, yeah, fine. So she gives me a name, and then she goes to give me a number, and she stalls. I can't remember my phone number. She says, I'll tell you what, I'll just go out to my car and get my phone. So I follow her. My phone, I've put her on the camera straight away because I want to take pictures of her car. And I look at her car, and it's a big black ute, much larger than normal Falcon and Holden utes. Looks sort of a bit smaller than an F-100 truck.
Oh, okay.
And it's got no number plates, Chris.
Oh.
I says, Kyla, you got no number plates, darling. Oh, yeah, I got a special permit on my iPad that I show the cops until my numbers arrive. I said, gee, that's good. And acting non-surprised, you know. And so I start taking pictures of her playing with her phone and the car from all directions. She doesn't complain. Which person wouldn't complain when you start taking pictures of them without asking?
Especially when they don't have registration plates on their car.
Exactly. So she says, I'll tell you what, my phone's not charged up. Let me just jump in the car and charge it up for 2 minutes. I'll be able to give you the phone number. I said, that's wonderful, Kyla. I'm just going to go inside the shop and wait for you. I go inside the shop, I ring the cops. What else do you do? I said, what sort of license do you give people that haven't got number plates that they carry on their iPad? Is she still there? You know, they know something's up. And I said, I think so. I poked my head out of the office and I said to the staff, is she still there? Boss, she's just leaving. Who buys $800 worth of meat and pays for it and disappears? So she takes off. The cops ask me which direction and they decide to chase her. We'll talk to you later. Well, of course, I've got these beautiful pictures. I'm worried about other small businesses getting ripped off. So I said, I'm going to put it on Facebook. I've always done bits on Facebook, but I have never in my life seen how much action this post got. Would you believe that it's, I haven't looked at it for about 4 hours, but it was up to about 650 shares. That's not likes, that's just shares.
That's because people like you.
650 shares.
They
people
want to help
are
you.
Sending information from everywhere about who she is, how she's been scamming people for the last 2 years. She's been in jail. This is who she really is. And there's another name involved. Pictures of the same girl, the same truck. So she hasn't even used a stolen truck. She just gets her own truck, takes the number plates off when she's doing a scam and must put them on later for all I can tell.
So Vince,
unbelievable.
So Vince,
I slept like a baby because I didn't lose the meat, and I've got $800 of somebody else's money, which eventually will have to be given back. I'm sure.
This is what we need to negotiate because you've now got $800 of meat, which has now been paid for, and Chris, Meg, and I will be around in about an hour's time to collect that meat.
I do like a good steak,
but we've got an after-hours surcharge.
Hey, that's fine. We'll go 50-50 on it.
that was well done, Vince. To the best of your knowledge, have they found the person?
No, my best of my knowledge, Facebook knows who she is.
Yep.
They've even put her true Facebook picture and name on. She's definitely a bit of a roustabout that's got been involved with Kalgoorlie and been involved with Leonora. She used the Leonora story a lot. She bought some tools from a major company who's got branches everywhere. A year ago, she bought some from Canning Vale, ripped them off. And 2 weeks ago, she tried to rip off the same chain in Bayswater at a different branch, but they were awake to it now that they got sort of different measures.
Yep.
And I'm just lucky that I'm a curious bugger who always worries about something being too easy and too big and too good. I got out. All I lost is one hot chicken. I'm upset.
Aww. The Dine and Dash lady and her partner were found thanks to social media as well. Yeah, you put it up and...
Hey, thanks very much for that, Vincent. I'm glad that you didn't lose your $800 worth of meat.